With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson, inside for Elba.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We just dropped our full round 20 preview earlier this afternoon. We also had the Whisperer on to preview everything round 20 Supercoach. All those podcasts available now. Now, over the last few hours, I've noticed a couple of things and I've had a few messages from people that have been very interesting. And one of them comes around Zach Lomax. Now, maybe I'm overreading this, whatever it might be. I know that some people say this sort of stuff's ridiculous, but I personally think that it does matter, and I think you see it becoming more and more true as we get further into rugby league and further down the track. Now, Zach Lomax, he's obviously been in a bit of trouble recently. He was at the party the other day with the St. George Illawarra Dragons side. There was a lot of talk around that. There was also, he was one of the players that refused to sign the document that showed what was going on there. So there was a bit of confusion around what was going on there. Now, I just advise you to go and have a look at Zach Lomax's Instagram page. He's actually removed anything that indicates that he plays for the Dragons in his bio and everything. He's still got a couple of photos up and everything and hasn't deleted those, but he's taken everything out of his bio and everything that says anything about the Dragons. He's also unfollowed the St. George Illawarra Dragons on Instagram, and if you go and have a look at the Dragons as well, they've actually unfollowed Zach Lomax. So just keep an eye on this space. Maybe we're overreacting. I've sort of made these claims before and people blow up there and blow their lid and tell me it's ridiculous, but I really don't think it's all that unusual. I just think it's a bit strange, to be honest with you. You obviously had Jess, his girlfriend, Jess Sturgis, who's left the Dragons a couple of weeks ago. She signed with the Roosters. There's been all this trouble with Zach over the last few weeks about signing this document, being at that party. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest if something is going on here. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest if Zach ends up leaving the Dragons and signing at the Roosters, just like how Jess has. That would not shock me in the slightest. Just keep an eye on this space. I think more and more you can start to see, you know, the actions of players, the actions of clubs being played out on social media. I remember when Corey Hadawira Naira, there was a heap of talk. Oh, he's unfollowed the Bulldogs, he's followed the Canberra Raiders. Everyone went, it's ridiculous, it means nothing. I mean, he was there very soon after. I copped all the online slaughter from all that in the weeks leading up to it. He ended up playing there. I wouldn't be shocked here if you see Lomax make a move. I don't think all is happy here. I don't think all is well for both parties to go to the effort of unfollowing each other on social media. I definitely think it means something. So just watch this space over the next few weeks. I think you'll see a change soon, and you could see Lomax departing and going elsewhere. The Dragons are obviously having a bit of an overhaul of their roster. He's been injured for a long time. I don't know. It's just a weird situation, but he's unfollowed the Dragons, and the Dragons have unfollowed Zach Lomax. So for me, probably is saying something. So keep an eye on this space over the next few weeks. The other one that I want to bring to your attention is a debutant this weekend who I think he's got a big future. I've watched him play a little bit of SG ball. He also played his schoolboy footy at Waverley College, playing Union there. It's Davey Mowali. Now, this is a guy that is set to make his debut for South Sydney on Saturday afternoon against the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Now, he is a big bit of gear, a big front rower, who, when I've seen him play SG ball and everything, he has been extremely talented. He's done very well, and I'm expecting him to be pretty successful in first grade. I'm not expecting him to play huge minutes for this South Sydney team. We're hearing that Liam Knight will jump out of this side, and you'll see debut come onto the bench. So keep an eye on him. I think he's got a big future. He's sort of been, people have compared him to Payne Haas. Obviously, we've only seen him in SG Ball and whatnot. He's been training with the first grade squad for a long time now, but keep an eye on this situation because I really like this kid. I think he's got a big future and he's definitely one to keep an eye on. So just watch him this weekend. If he does get on the field for South Sydney, he's a real firebrand. As I said, very similar to Payne Haas, a big engine, really hard to handle, really good leg speed, one to keep an eye on over the next few years. He's very young. He's a very, very young footballer. As I said, he was playing SG Ball at the start of the year. Yes, only 18 years old, but a big body, 112 kilos, big frame, big tall fella, got a heap of hair on him as well. So keep an eye on him. I think he's a guy that Wayne Bennett would definitely be a big fan of, and I think he's a guy with a big future in rugby league. Very big raps on him, but I think this kid can live up to it. Seems to be a really good kid from what I've seen around the traps. He's obviously been to a school that I've got an association with. He's played SG Ball, which I've seen him play a lot, and the way that he interacts with people all seems to be really positive. So just keep an eye on this kid moving forward. I think he could be anything. He's going to make his debut on Saturday afternoon against the St. George Illawarra Dragons. So congratulations to him. A sensational achievement. I think it's the beginning of something really special. Keep an eye on him on Saturday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.